This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Kahn Attorneys at Law, and I'm Tom Turbyville. R.F. Sonny Frond saw World War II from a somewhat different angle, fighting an enemy with whom he shared an ancestry. His grandparents were German-born, but his American-born parents raised him on a farm near what's now Wixon Valley. His training was swift in California, then to Newport News, Virginia, then up the East Coast to Newfoundland. That's where 3,200 soldiers squeezed into a converted ocean liner designed for 1,600. They sailed across the North Atlantic to Liverpool, England. Problem was, Sonny was sick.
I had German measles. And it settled in my throat. But my throat was so bad that I was afraid if I reported it that I wouldn't get to go overseas. So I didn't say anything about it. I just suffered through it.
Yeah, he was sick and a rough ride at that.
I guess the waves were about 50 feet high. And we blankets all got wet and my shoes floated away.
Once in England, Sonny and his outfit waited for what they and the rest of the world would soon realize was the start of the Allies' final push through Europe, the Normandy invasion.
That was something that was completely oblivious to us now. Soldiers didn't know where they were going or when they were going. We never knew where we were. We weren't supposed to know anything.
Franz's 433rd Signal Construction Battalion of the Army Air Corps landed at Normandy on D-10. That was the 10th day after D-Day.
I got on this LCT on the 16th of June and went across. Still didn't know what I was getting into till I saw this pile of bloody blankets on the ship. They were shuttling back and forth so fast, carrying the dead back. And said, oh my, what am I getting into here, you know? When we finally got off the landing craft and we got lost, didn't know where to go to meet the rest of our outfit. But when we heard all this machine gun rattling and everything, we knew we had gone too far. We came back a little ways and spent the night in a thorny ditch right next to a 155-millimeter artillery piece. It went off all night long, and every time it did, we jump up and down.
We'll have more with Sonny Franz right after this.
C. Patrick Meese and Margaret H. Kahn are licensed by the Texas Supreme Court, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization, and are available for business, construction, family law, wills and probate, personal injuries, discrimination, and criminal cases. Meese and Kahn, attorneys at law. Call 846-9608. They can help. Meese and Kahn, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community.
What Sonny Franz saw in Europe during the war could fill volumes, not just the combat, but after the fighting stopped, like a stop-off at the East German concentration camp Buchenwald. That's a sight that he's reluctant to recount. They had to make their own light moments during the war, like the time that his camp had a poison gas scare.
And we heard this gas alarm going off from one camp to the other. Everybody got concerned and looked for their gas mask and all, and this person that I was camping with, he started running. He said, my God, it's all in my hole. And it turned out somebody had used Vicks Vapor Rub.
I hope you enjoyed meeting one of our World War II veterans, Sonny Franz. I certainly did. I'm Tom Turbyville. For Meese and Kahn, attorneys at law, this is Bravo Brazos Valley.